Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, coming up this hour, we got one Karen who claims that a Latino cop wants to be white.
Racist murderer cop.
If you haven't heard this story, if you haven't heard this audio, it's amazing.
He's awesome.
That someone would talk to a police officer like this. It's unbelievable.
What's more amazing is he's just like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
I know. I don't think I would have. That's why I'm not a cop.
That's why.
That's one of the many reasons. Yeah, that's the reason.
You think that's it? Well, don't get him. I don't want to get him.
No way.
He seems dangerous.
Hey, that person over there just robbed the store. Okay, I'll call the police.
He's gross. Do you see how dirty he is? No way am I touching
that guy. I'm not going there. All right, time for Rock the News. These are news stories that rock with your favorite classic rock. Little Def Leppard. All right, our first story comes out of Washington State. Vaccinated and unvaccinated sections at venues and restaurants. I must say I'm a big fan. You know, when we were kids, they had smoking section and non-smoking.
Solid. Looking back, I don't know if that was what Brian was saying. Hey, do you want to sit right behind the people that will be smoking? But how many of you guys have gotten on planes and they still have ashtrays in the armrest?
Oh, I don't know. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's still the planes
there. That's how long it's been since they put new seats in.
Yeah, that's how long it's been.
All right,
phenomenal.
So think about this. And Arizona should think about this. At the venues,
okay,
like an arena, if their governor there in Washington State says, we can put more people in an arena if we have vaccinated sections. So think about the Suns who are heading into the playoffs. How do we pack that building? What I've been saying for weeks, you got to get vaccinated people in there because that's how it's safe. That's how it's safe for everybody. So, you know, okay, you got to prove that you're vaccinated to get in. Big deal. I would do it. I think it would actually help the Phoenix Suns. That's how we're going to get more people into the building. So that's one part of it. The other part of it in Washington State is restaurants. You go to a restaurant and they say, would you like to sit in the vaccinated section or the unvaccinated? Where's the unvaccinated? Do they put them like in the toilet? Do they put them in the back?
Outside.
They put
actually put them next door. And they're like, this feels like a McDonald's.
Do they put them in the parking lot? Don't you feel
outside?
I don't know.
Is there an outside? Like, I mean, are there some places that maybe have like one of those, like they have a where they could pull over like a shade structure and they could put up the heaters and that's where they stick those people?
Maybe. Maybe part of the restaurant that's ventilated better, they put the unvaccinated people. But can you imagine walking into a restaurant in Scottsdale and having to give your card and say, here I am.
What if you've... Yeah, see, and that's a problem, too, because, you know, people are printing those things out and figuring out ways around those things. And the other thing is...
Soon they won't.
Yeah, they will. They'll always be able to do stuff. Come on now. I mean,
Welcome
to the world of how fast people can figure stuff out.
But it would be like
out.
A license plate one of these days. Or it would be like an ID card license.
You could still... But you can fake... You never got a fake ID as a kid?
Oh, I made them.
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go. I'm sure they were solid.
It was great.
But I just... What if you've had it? Like, and you're like, I've already had it. You know, you can't. That's one of those weird things where, because you can't get it, and you probably have more immunity than other people, even been vaccinated. So it's just a weird thing. And we'll see. I don't think this is going to last long. I'm telling you, over the next several weeks, as these numbers continue to fall, we're going to just slowly move away from this. And what will happen is they'll start to slowly open up, but they're not going to tell people.
Okay.
Right? Like, hey, there was four. It was 40 seats over here and 40 seats over there. Now it's like 60, 20.
I don't know.
Are you gonna go, ooh, I don't want to eat with those people. You evil heathen. The dirty.
All right, we rock the news. These are new stories that rock with your favorite classic rock. Little Motley Crue.
Nice. I was listening to Judas Priest on the way in.
Is that so?
So my playlist this morning was Anne Murray and Judas Priest.
Anne Murray?
Yeah, Anne Murray. Really? You don't know who Anne Murray is? The Canadian singer who was just brilliant?
Was that the one that was on I Love Lucy?
Snowbird?
I don't know.
No, she was not on I Love Lucy.
All right. If you go to a wedding in Washington, D.C., Yeah. No dancing.
No dancing.
They banned dancing.
Why is that, you say?
You know, it's based on the fairly rational idea that, you know, a dance floor is an area where it's pretty hard to socially distance. And if you are on a dance floor with 250 people, a mask is not going to help you too much. And that's going to be a potentially risky situation.
That guy's never been to a wedding.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a wedding with 250 people? I have.
Yeah.
Did you ever see 250 people on the dance floor at the same time?
Not at the same time.
I haven't.
Not at the same time. Nobody's going to be dancing with Grandma. There's that one guy who's dancing with Grandma Ethel, and he's only dancing with you, Grandma Ethel, because he knows there's some hot bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And he's going to dance with the little girl later because it's, it's, well, you know, it's romantic. It's lovely. There's not going to be mask involved in what he's trying to do, kids. Get over yourself. But I told you guys last week, right, in the new study that the coronavirus has ears.
No,
and what
it does
really
not
likes
have ears.
Is a good beat.
And
the minute it hears a good beat, just like that movie, you know that movie, the what is it, The Silence or whatever it is?
Silence
like,
of the Lambs?
Yeah, no, not that. Oh. Like, they can hear stuff,
Hello,
The Quiet Place.
Clarice.
They hear stuff, and then they come. That's exactly what the, oh, that's not what it does?
No, that's
just
not.
Stupid. That's a good song right there.
It's a good song. All right, this is Rock the News. These are stories that rock with our favorite classic rock. Little Black Sabbath.
Yeah. I love me some Black Sabbath. We play this in my preschool. On Sunday school, that's where we started. We start every Sunday school out with War Pigs. I'm like, have you guys read the Bible? It's like all kinds of stuff.
Our final story.
They march around seven times and they hit War Pigs.
Our final story in Rock the News. One of the great things about living back east, and it may have been the only great thing when I lived back east, was a snow day. There was nothing better than not having to go to school and going out and playing in the snow. COVID has eliminated snow days. Because now, if it snows back east, distant learning.
Yeah, that's true.
You get on the Zoom and you do the distance learning, and every kid right now on the East Coast is crying. Because, I mean, that was so much fun. You get to go with your friends. You play football in the yard. You're tackling each other. You're soaking wet from the snow. You're throwing up. It's great because you got hit below the belt. It's fantastic. It's what happens when you play. And then you get up and you try and run the ball again. And now they can't do that. COVID's really stolen so much.
I find it to be ridiculous. All right. It has stolen. Snow days. I never had a snow day because I lived in this horrible place called Southern California where we decided, hey, you know those three awful times of the year? Let's get rid of most of them. We'll just have this one time. It was really nice. And that's why a one-bedroom, one-bath shanty that you share with eight people costs $7 million. But we never had snow days. But when I was in Europe, it was funny because they'd still send the kids to school.
No matter what.
Yeah, you'll go to school, Mike. I don't want to go to school. It's snowing. Yeah, well, you know, play the snowballs on the way to school. You'll be fine. Yeah. You're English. Deal with it.
Yeah.
That's snow days are gone. Did you have to, when you did it, did they tack those on at the end of the year?
I don't think so.
I bet they did. They did for us.
Probably never knew.
Yeah, you didn't.
Probably never
knew. Your mom just got to pick you up. That's all.
Yeah, she's like, listen, you know, you got another week of school. We have another week? Oh, yeah, that's the way it was. We have another week. I thought we had five snow days, and that was another week. Yeah.
And that happened for you, Becky? They
tacked
them on?
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Did you have a lot of snow?
We had some. We didn't have like 2 or 3 weeks worth of it. We'd have a few. That's why we didn't notice it. You only have about 3 extra days. We didn't know when school was out anyway. It was when they said, hey, school's out next week.
Doesn't
really? Oh,
bell?
Yay. You know.
Ring the bell. Like, so. She makes it sound like you went to school in a farmhouse.
Oh, you on Little House on the Prairie?
Like coal miner's daughter?
There were, in my graduating class, there might have been 100 people.
This coal miner's
daughter. Your best friend, Mary Ingalls?
No.
Okay.
Everything bad happened to her. Laura's like,
Mary,
everything.
I know.
Laura, she won the lottery. She's doing all this stuff. Mary's going blind. Even when she met a blind guy and got married, he's like, I can see again.
That's right. He could see again.
And I don't like you.
What was his name? Do you remember his name?
Oh.
Adam.
Adam. That's right. Adam.
All right. That's Rock the News. Stories that rock with your favorite classic.
And Little House on the Prairie. Black Sabbath.
I'm really surprised he knows Little House on the Prairie. He didn't know Ann Murray. So.
Oh, Snowbird's a great song.
Coming up next.
Coming up.
One Karen claims a Latino police officer wants to be white.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Mark Morris right there. So imagine this, right? We always talk about cops. Now, normally it's, in, you know, it, when there's police, it's mostly negative, right? It's mostly negative. But today, I think a lot of people got to see, I think this happens far more than people realize as far as the way that she talks to him. Maybe not in an incident like this, but a woman was pulled over by a police officer when she decided, I'm going to go on a rant. And man, she's just lovely.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
you're a murderer.
So first of all,
okay,
you're a murderer. I'm not quite sure. First of all, who did I kill? I'm just curious. I would totally get specific with her.
I'd like to know.
I'd like the data. I'd like the facts. I'd like to know, who did I kill?
Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
It's your apartment.
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Okay, so she left it at home, and then everybody like today. Well, that's white privilege right there because he didn't arrest her. Well, first of all, having a license and not having one with you is not a big deal. She had a picture of it. Secondly,
she showed it on her phone.
She showed it on her phone.
Right. Here's my license. I have a picture.
Yeah. So we continue.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please? Because
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
So she, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. He's a murderer, says her. She's solid. The LAPD know who she is. She files a ton of complaints all the time about the police.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassed. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
Do you have
and
you had that
you
picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Oh. Because that's exactly what happens. Because when you're driving down the street, like, I think that cop's going to murder me. I think he is. I think he's going to murder me. Now, it really gets good here because she is going to let it go. I mean, she's just going to go unfurled and just, oh, my goodness. And she can tell us what she does for a living. And by now, his guy has shown up, right? Like his sergeant. And he's like, all right, let's deal with this lady. We know who she is.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
So perfectly legal because she is a Latina. Right. Or Latinx that nobody says, but everybody else makes everybody feel good about it. And she is legal and she's a teacher.
She's legal. What?
Like she's a legal citizen.
Oh,
yeah. Right. And she's a teacher, which I hope and pray she's not. But if she is and she works for LA Unified School District, she's probably going to get a raise because of this.
You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son.
Keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm not smiling. You're the one who's...
You wait for me right here, okay?
He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go,
be
dear.
White.
Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
You
I love
be
it.
White so bad.
And the cop goes, here you go, dear. That is a strong cop.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I couldn't take that. I'm probably shooting her tires
no,
out.
No, no.
I mean, that's just me. That's why I'm not a cop. One of the many reasons.
Here's the other thing, right? Like, in serious, your son is sitting in the background.
Yeah.
What do you think he thinks of police? They're all killers. They're all murderers. That uniform is essentially a KKK outfit.
Or the cop leaves and the kid goes, Mommy, why were you so awful to that nice man? All he did was treat you nice. I would have thrown the book at her. You got a broken taillight.
How did she know he was Mexican? Could have been Colombian, Venezuelan.
Well, I know. True.
Yeah.
Very true,
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. How did you know he was a murderer, seeing as he's not killed anymore?
Yeah, is it first, second, or third degree?
Yeah. How did I do it? Who was it?
How did I know? How did she know that he wants to be white, though?
Yeah. Oh, she knows a lot, man. Listen.
Oh, if only we could choose that, right, at birth? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know she's single, I'm sure.
Oh.
I'm just going to go out on the limb. And if she's not, she should be.
Real. real quick, even before the cop got anywhere near her window, she's recording and trying to make an incident. And there are people that do that all the time. They do it all the time. They're trying to goad the cops into doing something wrong, and this cop is above it.
You know what I said today? There's suicide by cop, which became, you know, I'm going to take out my anger on everybody, and then the cops are going to kill me. You know what else? I think there's paid by cop. They want settlement by cop. What can I do? Yeah. Like, I don't want to be shot. I want to end up like George Floyd, but I'll take a butt whooping for $500,000.
There's no doubt that she may have wanted to be paid.
It wasn't going to happen. All right. Coming up, let's talk a little Disney. Yeah. And fairy tales and, well, consent. Because when I go to Disneyland, oh boy, I think consent is super solid and fun to talk about. Get us in chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Disneyland is back open in California, and it turns out they recently revamped their classic Snow White ride. But not everyone is happy about it. Now the ride ends with the true love's kiss scene, which some argue is very troublesome, mainly because Snow White is unconscious and cannot give consent.
I'm not laughing.
For the prince to kiss her. Of course, it is the prince's kiss, which does indeed break the curse and save Snow White's life. But the two had not previously met.
Well, there you go.
Oh, jeez.
This is the way I look at that. First of all, I just want to, has anybody ever read the original Grimm fairy tales? Let's just say this. In the Grimm fairy tales and the fairy tale before that, I think it was a Spanish or Italian version of something very similar. It wasn't a kiss that he gave her. And it was a lot darker. There was a point where a witch wanted to eat the children of them. I mean, it's they have softened it.
Grimm's fairy tales are indeed grim.
Yeah.
Extremely. They are flat out scary.
Same thing with Hans Christian Andersen, right? Like,
yes.
You know, it's cannibalism.
Yes.
It's all kinds of stuff. The women brought up a good thing, and I have zero problem with this.
I don't want to gloss over what an important element of this conversation is, and that's the idea that by actually making this a topic, we are having the conversation about consent. There's no time that's too young to really address the concerns of consent.
Look, here's the deal. First of all, in real life, let's be honest, if this is real life, he didn't drug her, right? Like, that was some other woman.
So, the lady with the apple.
The lady with the apple. And I think if there's anything to be taken away from this, it's don't eat fruit. But the other side of stuff, like if she was on an Atkins diet, she's like, I don't eat fruit or any of that stuff. I only eat meat. And it's just, I'm fantastic. The other side of this, though, and Gatos, it's like we joke about something like this, but it is, at the end of the day, a place where you're going where a mouse has a house and a castle and rules the day. It's
an escape.
An escape.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you need to let your sensibility of progressiveness go and just go, oh, boy, that was fun.
Yeah. If you're a parent and you need the Snow White and Prince Charming example to bring up to your kids the issue of consent, you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
You don't need Snow White or Prince Charming to do that. So I'm not buying that whole thing. Well, we can talk about it. No. You talk about it with your kids anyway. Snow White and Prince Charming have nothing to do with trying to keep your kids safe.
Yeah.
I mean, when our daughter went to college, we're like, all right, listen, don't drink out of a cup that's handed to you.
Yeah. And don't eat an apple from a witch in the woods.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much as simple as...
I didn't need a fairy tale to tell me something about when her daughter went to college, how to protect herself. Hey, when you're walking around campus at the U of A all those years ago, let's make sure that you have some pepper spray. Let's make sure that you actually walk with somebody from one point to another. I mean, you have these conversations with your kids throughout their whole life. Some are calling for the removal of the kiss between Snow White and Prince Charming. Just go away.
Yeah.
I have more of a problem that Donald Duck doesn't wear pants.
Yeah,
good
how about
point.
That?
What if it was CPR? Let's face it. She was passed out cold.
Right? The way I look at it is, and I have news for you guys, right? If I'm asleep and in a coma for a very long time and one of you happen to be wearing tights and prancing around in some sort of forest and I'm laying somewhere, I'm laying in the middle of a, and you could come up and kiss me and I wake up, knock yourself out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You'd have to move the beard around a little bit.
It's okay, though.
You have a beard right now. It's going to get even more.
It's okay. Let it go. But these...
Isn't that a song? Isn't that a Disney song, Let It Go, right?
Which, by the way, if you've never read The Snow Queen, very dark, about a little boy who gets glass in his eye and then all of a sudden is taken, you know, you've got, The Little Mermaid, very dark. All of these things are very dark.
How about Beauty and the Beast?
Of course. Absolutely.
Right?
Very dark.
Very dark.
It's just... all of these things are dark. They take them and they make them fun. It's part of the magic of going to the kingdom and enjoying yourself. What about all those little kids who got to work all the time? It's a small world. They right. never get a break.
Or the pirates chasing the girls?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Is there still dead people in the Haunted Mansion?
No. That's probably going to be gone, too. The whole pirate thing I found to be just absolutely absurd. I'm like, yeah, because pirates didn't do that.
So I remembered that. And in part of the ride, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So the pirates are chasing the women in a circle, and they got rid of that.
Well, now it's, you know what it is now? It's Somali pirates. And when you go on there, who is the captain now? Who is the captain now?
Goodness. What was the other one? Thunder Mountain? Wasn't there a problem with Thunder Mountain?
It was the
Splash Mountain.
They changed
Splash Mountain.
Why? What was wrong with that one?
Because it was...
they played Dixie or something?
Yeah, it was all Br'er Rabbit and Uncle Remus and all that. They changed it to... which one is it? The
Billie Eilish? Oh, to WAP. That's what it is now. WAP. I don't believe
that's Disney.
Or what was the other one that they got rid of now with the Jungle Cruise? Because they say it makes indigenous people, you know, with shrunken heads because that does happen. And because of, all that does happen. And by the way, there's a movie coming out called Jungle Cruise starring The Rock, soon to be president of the United States, if the people want him, so he can drop the people's elbow in the people's house.
Love it.
All of that stuff, it's an amusement park. Let's just go and not have to worry. Right?
No. Let's just go and try and find what is supposedly controversial with every single ride and have a miserable time.
I wonder how people survive, Gators. How do you wake up in the day and go,
I don't know.
Who and what's going to offend me today? Somebody's going to tell me I have nice shoes on, and obviously that's a backhanded microaggression of sexual assault.
Right.
Good God.
I know. So the new ride at Disneyland, it's
called Prince Consensual.
It says Prince Charming as a Pig.
Yeah, we have a consensual situation here where I ask you if you would like to go on a date one day, and then we sign pieces of paper and then maybe go on a date.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to start.
It's going to be Woke World. What a great amusement park that'll be.
What would the best ride be on Woke World?
It would just be a circle. Just nothing. Just like a little floaty circle where everything's beige. And it's a non-gender binary nothing.
Well, it can't be...
It's just a bunch of pats.
It can't be a merry-go-round because getting on those horses, that's wrong.
Yes. Oh, you know what? And then you can go to White Guilt Ride. Ugh. Could you imagine a White Guilt Ride?
I'm trying to.
It would be so weird to go on a white... It's out there, though. You know it's out there. You know how I know it's out there? Because when you get on there, essentially it sounds a lot like this.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer. You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son.
Keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I'm not smiling.
You're the one who's...
Be away from me right here, okay?
There's only a sight in here for using...
That would be it right there. Just people yelling at the police. And he's like, good. And you would great, because the first thing you do is you go straight over to ICE and you'd abolish it.
Oh, jeez.
It's White Guilt World. Yes, it is. All right, kids.
Coming up next.
Coming up!
Hey, the Maricopa County Election Audit Fraud It says that a pretty big number of dead people voted.
Uh-oh.
Do you believe them? It's all coming up on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, Mark Fincham is an Arizona member of the House of Representatives. Remember him?
In a tweet, he compared a hotel chain to the Holocaust.
Of course he did. He also is allegedly...
hotel would you compare? And I have stayed at some horrible places. Nothing
no,
compares.
No. He's also allegedly part of planning the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. And it's so lucky that we have him here as an Arizona House representative. So he went on a podcast today, and he's talking about the silliness that's going on at the Madhouse on McDowell, Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The audit, fraud it, and he said that, we found something. It's a pretty big number of dead people who voted. Now, this is just me.
Yeah.
If he said it was sunny out today, I don't think I'd believe him. I tend not to believe any politician, whether they're Republican or Democrat. But I'm going to put Mark Fincham at the top of that thing because, oh, I don't know. He liked what he saw on January 6th. And if you really liked what you saw on January 6th, you're a crappy human being. I'm just going to say it. And I probably don't like you very much. And I don't think that, you know, your word is worth anything. So they can continue to look. But I just think he's throwing a bunch of bull out there. I don't really think he knows what's going on. I think he lives in a totally different world than most of us sane people. And I really don't care what comes out of this fraud audit because it's been bogus from the beginning.
So what you're telling me is you believe in ghosts. That's the first thing I would say. By the way, if you don't think that people do shady things, Bruce Bateman was given 5 years probation yesterday. He's a Pennsylvania man. He voted for his dead mother for Trump. And he said he was very misguided politically, made some stupid mistakes, and got caught up in a lot of this stuff. Another woman who was on the other side voted. And
what did they have in common? They caught them.
Yes. And it was one person. It wasn't hundreds and thousands of millions.